different. Now you're someone else. Now you've got some sense of how much time perhaps is left. Middle age is central.
Hi guys, 我是 Jenny, 欢迎大家又一次来到我们开言英语带给你的节目。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天我们要说说就是最近在中国这个朋友圈啊社交网络上很红的，而且现在国外也很红，就是晒自己的18岁。那除了年轻呢，很多晒18岁就是现在已经 you're no longer 18, you know, you're kind of approaching middle age, 然后自己就是觉得有点油腻，已经接近中年油腻。所以今天我们就跟大家用英语聊聊这两个很有意思的概念啊。那如果你喜欢听我们的节目，然后想要加入开言这个庞大的英语学习温暖的大家庭呢，大家可以到我们的微信公众号，因为里面有所有我们往期的节目，有详细的文字，然后还有我觉得留言部分也非常的精彩。先来问一下 Adam, have you jumped on the bandwagon and posted photos of yourself when you were 18?
I have not.
Me either.
Yeah.
I would love to, but I couldn't find
yeah, it. Yeah, I know. I've got to find some first. So.
对，我就找不到自己18岁的啊。我不要那么确切，就那个年龄段的我也找不太到。而且 I have to say,Who wants to do that?
Yeah, like, I'd be very happy to post a picture of me at
28. 28 岁你觉得是好的状态。
Yeah.
18岁可能还有点 baby fat.
I had a lot of fat, yeah.
而且那时候的、那个 fashion style 现在看也是
Oh, so ugly, yeah.
The disastrous.
Yeah. No, but that's why it's kind of fun, right? To post these things.
Exactly. 那、其实像中文咱们说啊，大家都在晒自己18岁的照片嘛。那英文里能怎么表达晒这个概念
yeah, we don't really have a very special way. I mean, it's just a post.
Just post something. Yeah. 因为 if you post something, it's usually, you know, for everyone to see.
Right.
It's, you know, in public, 对吧？就像晒。但我觉得国外也有很多，比如就是大家在社交网络上一起都在做的是都在晒嘛，他们就会用 like a hashtag 18什么的，因为你 po 了以后你。在美国比如大家会在 Instagram 或者在 Twitter 上面你用 hashtag 18、right. 然后所有就是这个主题的都会在一起嘛对吧
Yeah, and since you're talking about hashtags, they often will say something like throwback,、oh, hashtag throwback.
Throwback 18,、yeah. 对吧、yeah. Hashtag 就是那个井号、mm. 就是这样的一个标题大家都在晒的一个主题。然后你说的 throwback、mm. 就是 like throwback,You back in time, kind
yes,
of.
Yes, yes,
yes. 就是回忆过去的那种、mm. 好像以前不是还有什么 throwback Thursday?
Always, yeah. Oh, like a radio station or a bar or anything will always do like throwback Thursdays.
周四就是我们就是怀旧然后老歌啊、mm. 什么社交媒体上、right. 周四 throwback Thursdays, 大家都 po 自己小时候的照片、mm. 这样啊。好啊，看到自己风华正茂的十八岁，看的照片虽然很 awkward， 就我说 awkward 就有点尴尬是吧？婴儿肥啊什么，但还是怀念美好的 youth 青春。
Right.
特别到现在，我今年就是十足已经36岁了，然后虚岁37岁，那就真的是奔四了，然后就步入 middle age。
Yeah.
真的就感觉自己有一点油腻。Oily, greasy. So this 中年油腻呢，也是反正中国最近挺红的一个概念。然后 Adam 他最开始是我们一个作家，挺受欢迎，冯唐他提出来的。他就写了一篇文章说，怎么避免成为一个油腻的中年猥琐男？然后我想我们对 oily 这个词也比较了解啊，但是我觉得猥琐可以说一下。
Okay, so lots of words we can use for this.
比如
sleazy.
Sleazy, maybe that's the most common word,
yeah.
right? 所以形容 sleazy, 猥琐男 so just the sleazy man?
Yeah.
Or sleaze ball, 是吧
Sleaze bag, sleaze ball.
都行哈、
yeah.
然后其实这个概念更多的我想是形容一种中年危机吧。
Okay, so maybe you guys want to call this a middle age crisis,、but actually we say midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis.
Yeah, same idea.
对的，就是 you know your life is kind of going like it's just a downward spiral, 是吧？
Well, it's not a downward spiral. It's just we say you're over the hill.
Oh, over the hill.
Like a downward spiral is pretty serious. Like
oh, yes, yes. Over the hill 就是那个山坡吗？
嗯，
啊，就李宗盛那个《
月过
山丘》。月过
山丘，虽然你白了头。
啊，大概有这个概念啊。好，那我们就还是来看油腻吧。油腻，首先呢，最常用的一个英语词可能就是 oily。
Yeah.
It comes from the noun oil.
Oil.
嗯 ，oily 可以形容最常形容的是吃的东西吧。
Yeah, like、Spencer and I, we often talk about、like oily food. We don't want to eat oily food.
油腻的食物
Yeah.
When you talk about oily food, is it food that's like very fatty? 比如说什么肥肉啊那种东西 or is it food cooked with a lot of oil?
Cooked with a lot of oil.
比如一盘青菜如果里面放很多油炒 that could also be very oily.
Yes.
Right? 那比如什么有一些 pasta 呀或者 pizza 里面 cheese 非常非常多嘛 Would you call that very oily?
Probably not. Probably greasy.
Oh, greasy. 这也是等一下我们要跟大家分享的另外一个词啊就是很 creamy, 很那种西餐的油腻是吧、
right.
好，那除了吃的东西啊 ,oily, 也可以形容皮肤吧。
Yeah, for skin, you can use it, oily skin.
对，因为I have oily skin.
You do?
I have combination skin. 我是混合型皮肤。
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
I have dry skin, that's all I know.
哦，我好羡慕你哦，就是我年轻的时候都就什么 pimples, 长青春痘啊。这跑题一下 combination skin, 混合型皮肤，然后我们说的就是 T 字部很油腻嘛。你又不知道什么是
I have no idea. Men don't generally know much about skin, Jenny.
T-zone is very oily. 好那但干性的皮肤你就直接 dry skin 就可以了、是吧好那除了就是 food and skin, the most interesting to me was、like you can use oily to describe people in English too, but a certain、
yeah.
type of people.
They're generally the people that try to sell you things.
一直推销的人、salesman.
Salesman, yeah.
So you do actually say, you know, oh, those oily salesmen.
Yeah, but not all salesmen. Like, when we think about it, we probably think about, like, used car salesmen.
卖二手车要卖给你一个 lemon 那种、
yeah.
就是 quality really、
It's、
bad.
Really bad, but buy it now. Buy it. Come on, buy.
他会说这车特别好啊什么的。所以在英语里面也会用的一个用 oily 形容人的就是形容这样的很油滑的然后 they'll say anything to like to get your money,
right?
这样的 salesman 啊。好那其实讲到油滑你后来又教了我一个词一个形容词。
Well, I said sleazy before, but there's another S-L, sl word, we could say.
是哪？
Slick.
Slick.
Yeah.
S-L-I-C-K.
And this one's great because it can be, it can be an adjective. You know, that guy's really slick, really slippery.
Can you 讲一个人很 slippery?
You can, yeah. And you can also say the ice is really slick, right? That's what it means, kind of.
所以 slick 的意思就是这种很滑的、但它现在引申出来的意思如果说一个人很 slick is that positive or negative?
It depends who's saying it, right? Like, it's,、so I was about to say that we also use it as a noun、like just something that like an adult would call a kid or something Hey, slick
大人会叫小孩 Hey, slick
Sure, well, they called me slick a lot, butProbably the reason they did that is because I always used to slick my hair back.
Slick your hair back 就是要用发蜡什么 hair wax?
Product or something.
Product, 是吧？就是像上海说那个老 color 那种
Yeah, I heard that a lot in my Shanghai days.
不是，我还想问你 so can you say like a slick salesman?Or oily salesman 比较好。
Yeah, oily is pretty good.
那如果说一个人很 slick 的话中文说一个人很油滑 that's negative like、就像 oily salesman
well remember what I said before about who is saying it so like I grew up in the countryside so in our minds everybody in the city is really oily everybody in the city is really sleazy、so we call them city slickersc
ity slickers,、就大城市的人都是很滑头对吧、city slickers,、反正我听下来好像也是比较 negative, 比较贬义的有点啊。好那除了 slick, 我也想到其实 smooth 也可以的。
smooth.
对吧？一个人是一个 oh such a smooth talker， 那、有些人 they're too smooth， 就是也是比较滑头的那种。
Like a politician.
Yeah, like you， 就是他们说的都很漂亮 ，but kind of you can't trust them.
Yeah, smooth talker.
啊、这样。好，那今天我们最后要看的一个很有用的形容一个油腻啊、油滑概念的这个形容词呢，就是 greasy。
Greasy.
Grease.
Yeah.
G-R-E-A-S-E 是名词、G-R-E-A-S-Y 是形容词
Yeah, have you ever seen Grease?
没有
You've never seen Grease?
It's before my time, come on 这是什么70年代的电影吧
That's right, but it's like on all the time And high schools are always putting it on and Maybe your kids will be in Grease one day
好吧好吧那我们来讲 greasy 这个词 Greasy 其实和 oily 挺像的因为也可以形容食物对吧
Yeah, like McDonald's
所以就前面说到那种就西餐我们说比如 French fries、薯条油炸出来的
Yeah
So like fries would be very greasy Or like a Big Mac
Big Mac, yeah
对油油的诶除了食物前面我们不是还说到就是说皮肤油腻用 oily 比较多但是说头发油腻好像说 my hair is very greasy
yeah greasy
油性的头发对吧、头发很油或者啊英文里面其实这个 greasy it can also describe a kind of situation
yeah it's a little suspicious I was pretty greasy back there
真的就是形容一个事情比较让人怀疑对吧
actually there's so many ways we use this like generally speaking if something is greasy it's not good
对就是如果一个事情或者一个地方 you can also use it to describe a place、就那种什么很昏暗的小酒吧什么
yeah,
然后里面有时候见不得人的勾当你可以说 oh that bar seems so greasy
it's greasy yeah
yeah or the situation seems very greasy to me其实讲到地方我觉得还有一个就是比如厨房 right your kitchen is also very greasy 像我们炒菜啊什么 the kitchen floor厨房的地也是很 greasy 地板很油腻
Oh, I clean my kitchen floor so it's
okay my can be greasy 行吧好了那今天我们跟大家讲了一些油腻英语里不同的说法啊那也希望大家在这期节目里面呢学到了一些有意思的新的表达好那还有什么就是相关这个中文或者中国网络流行语啊相关的概念你希望我们在节目里面跟你说呢大家都可以到我们的推送留言里面来跟我们分享那新年里面你有什么样的方法来避免自己进入油腻不管你是中年还是有的时候青年也会进入一种这种oily, greasy 的状态大家也可以在留言里面来告诉我们好那感谢你收听我们今天的节目然后新的一年冯唐也说了嘛避免中年油腻很重要的一点就是不要停止学习那如果你想更好的学习英语而且把学英语当成一件非常快乐的你可以坚持下去的事情呢就希望大家成为我们的开言会员因为我们就是用这样的风格来教你最实用的英语口语帮你了解美国的文化我们每天都有发布新课而且学习一年只要629大家可以到我们的微信公众号来了解一下感谢收听我们下次再见
Bye guys How you tend to know Not just where it's been You've been But where you're